Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, we've gotten a lot of requests to cover this topic.
I can see why.
The transition of power from King David to his son Solomon.
Ancient Israel, fascinating stuff.
Really is, and we're going to use some fascinating excerpts.
Oh.
From Dr. August Konkel's teachings on the Book of Chronicles.
Oh, okay.
Specifically, Session 12, Solomon becomes king. So, get ready.
For what?
To think about what a kingdom, like a real kingdom, means.
Hmm.
Maybe even see how it connects to the world today.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how Dr. Konkel...
What about him?
He goes beyond just like the typical historical narrative.
Right, it's not just a list of kings.
Yes,
you know?
It's not about who wore the crown.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
All.
He points out something really key.
Yeah.
The chronicler.
Oh yeah, the author of the Book of Chronicles.
Right, right. The chronicler, he's making this powerful comparison.
Mm.
God's eternal kingdom versus, you know.
The other ones.
The fleeting earthly powers.
Right, right. The ones we see all the time.
The ones we're all familiar with.
So it's like, he's saying, hey, listen.
Yeah.
Empires come and go.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something much bigger going on here.
Precisely. And you know what's cool?
What?
He uses, he brings up Psalm 2 to illustrate this.
Oh, okay.
Where it says, God laughs at the nations who defy him.
I mean, it's not like a chuckle.
Right. Right.
It's yeah. more like this dismissive, oh, you think you're in control.
Perfect. Yeah.
Like watching a toddler trying to tell the ocean what to do.
You got it. Perfect analogy.
Okay.
And here's where it gets really thought-provoking.
Ooh.
Dr. Konkel connects this ancient idea
okay.
directly to us today.
Us in the 21st century.
Us in the 21st century.
Yeah.
No matter what we see on the news,
yeah, yeah.
whatever political or economic force seems dominant.
Right.
You know?
It's all temporary.
It's all temporary in the grand scheme of things.
Wow. So don't get too caught up in the day-to-day drama.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. The kingdom of God, that's what lasts.
That's the one.
That's the one that endures.
Okay. So let's bring this down to earth, literally.
Okay.
With David's instructions to Solomon.
Okay.
We're talking 1 Chronicles chapters 28 and 29.
Right.
David, he's handing over the reins, right?
Yeah.
But he's very specific.
About
what Solomon's role should be.
Okay.
It's not, here's the kingdom, kid, go make your mark.
No, not at all.
No, it's not that.
Dr. Konkel emphasizes this.
Correct.
That David tells Solomon to follow the instructions.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't try to reinvent the wheel. don't redesign the kingdom or the temple.
Just because he feels like it.
Yeah, based on his own ideas. It's mm-hmm. it's like those some assembly required projects.
Oh, I hate those.
If you just dive in without the manual, chances are it's not going to end well.
You and me both.
Yeah.
I have learned that the hard way.
Haven't we all?
Yeah.
But there's a deeper point here, too.
Okay.
David's instructions.
Yeah.
They weren't just about blueprints and materials.
Oh, okay.
It was about understanding this kingdom.
Yeah.
It wasn't Solomon's to invent.
Uh-huh.
It was his to steward.
So it was more like being entrusted with a precious heirloom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't get to melt it down and reshape it.
Right.
Just because you feel like it.
Just because. Yeah.
There's a legacy. There's a purpose that's bigger than you,
mm-hmm.
than your own whims. And Dr. Konkel suggests this idea of stewardship. It's relevant for us today, too.
Like, what are we called to steward?
Yeah, exactly.
Our talents.
Maybe.
Our resources. Our families.
Our haps.
Our time.
It could be.
Our attention.
Or maybe even our time and attention.
Right.
In a world...
So much going on.
Overflowing with information and distractions.
Yeah.
What are we building with those precious resources?
Okay, now I'm really intrigued.
Good.
So with this whole stewardship thing in mind,
uh-huh.
let's turn to the temple. You know, it's a pretty significant part
yeah.
of representing God's kingdom.
Absolutely. It plays a central role.
Yeah.
But Dr. Konkel reminds us, you know...
What's that?
It's not just about the bricks and mortar.
Okay.
It's about the worship, the community, the connection
right.
that happens within that space.
It's not just a building.
No.
It's an embodiment of something bigger.
You got it. Precisely.
Okay.
And this leads to a really interesting question.
Okay. Hey, me.
What does temple mean today?
In our modern context.
Yeah, in our modern context.
Hmm.
Does it have to be a building?
I mean, does it?
Could it be?
Something else?
A community,
mm-hmm.
a set of values, a practice that connects us to something bigger.
Like something transcendent.
Yeah.
Like even a podcast studio.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Dr. Conkle, he leaves this open for us.
To ponder.
To ponder. To find those temples in our own lives.
Places where we connect with something larger.
Yes.
Than ourselves.
Larger than ourselves.
That's powerful.
It is.
And it makes me think about, you know, the audience.
Yeah.
The chronicler was writing to.
Right.
They had lost their temple, their state, their identity.
They're living in exile.
Surrounded by a powerful empire.
And an empire that seemed to represent everything they weren't.
So the chronicler, he was giving them a reason to hope.
Exactly.
A reminder of what truly mattered.
A reminder. Look, you belong to something.
Yeah.
Far more lasting than any earthly empire.
Okay.
Your identity.
Yeah.
It isn't tied to, you know,
land or political system.
Yeah. Piece of land or political system. It's rooted in something deeper.
Your relationship with God.
Yes.
Okay.
Your place in his eternal kingdom.
Wow. That must have been so comforting.
I can imagine.
For them to hear that.
It would be. And you know what?
What?
It's a message that still resonates.
Today.
Today.
Today. In a world that often feels chaotic.
Right.
Uncertain.
It's a powerful reminder.
Yeah.
That we're part of something bigger.
Something that transcends.
The ups and downs of human history.
Absolutely. So we've kind of set the stage.
Yeah.
Explored these big ideas.
Kingdoms.
Temples.
Yes.
Now let's get into the specifics.
Let's dive in.
Solomon's rise to power.
Let's see how the chronicler presents it.
Yeah.
This pivotal moment in history.
How it all went down.
And how it reflects those deeper themes we've been unpacking.
Okay, let's do it. So Solomon's becoming king.
Yeah.
It wasn't just another, you know, political handover.
No, definitely not.
The chronicler, he's highlighting this deeper spiritual thing.
That's right. He presents Solomon's installation not as a power grab.
Not a power grab.
Not some political maneuver, but as the fulfillment of God's promise.
To David.
To David.
So, like, there might have been, you know,
Drama,
intrigue, all that behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
But the chronicler, he focuses on this bigger narrative.
Exactly. And it's fascinating because
what?
Other historical accounts, like kings.
Yeah, kings.
They go into those messy details.
Really?
Yeah, they talk about potential revolts.
Wow.
Challenges to Solomon's authority.
Like people trying to, like, take the throne from him?
Yeah, exactly. But the chronicler kind of
what, he just ignores it?
He sidesteps all of that. He acknowledges human events.
Yeah, messy.
Complicated and messy, but he wants us to see
the bigger picture.
The bigger picture. God is working through it all.
To accomplish his purposes.
Exactly.
Kind of like a tapestry, right? Yeah. Up close, it's all threads, knots, tangles.
Yeah.
You step back, you see the whole design.
I like that.
This beautiful image emerges.
The chronicler is inviting us to step back.
See the bigger picture.
To see Solomon's reign.
Yeah.
Not just as like a series of political events, but as part of God's plan.
God's unfolding plan. So the building of the temple.
Yes.
How does that fit into all of this?
Well, remember, David gave Solomon very specific instructions, provided all the resources.
Why everything?
He basically said, here's the blueprint, here are the materials, go build it.
No pressure, right.
And Dr. Conkle points out something really interesting. He says the chronicler emphasizes Solomon's obedience.
In following those instructions.
In following those instructions.
So it's not about Solomon, like, putting his own, you know,
spin on things.
Artistic spin on things.
Yeah, it has an artistic spin on things.
Yeah, yeah.
It was about faithfully executing the plan.
The plan God had revealed to David.
Exactly.
So it's that stewardship idea, I guess.
Yeah.
Solomon wasn't the owner. He was the caretaker.
Precisely. And I think there's a lesson in that for us.
For us today.
How often do we try to take ownership?
Of things that are God's.
Of things that are ultimately God's. Our talents, our resources, even our lives.
Maybe that's why we end up feeling, you know,
frustrated.
Frustrated, unfulfilled, like we're trying to build our own kingdoms.
Our own little kingdoms.
Instead of surrendering to God's plan.
Exactly.
Wow, that's an insightful observation.
And I think it connects to this idea of the temple.
As representing God's kingdom.
Yeah, representing God's kingdom.
Because, you know, we've said before,
mm-hmm.
It's not just about the building.
Yeah.
It's about creating a space where God's presence can dwell.
Yes. And Dr. Conkle reminds us
of what?
This concept of temple.
Yeah.
It isn't limited to a building.
It's not. Okay.
He challenges us to think about the temples in our own lives.
The temples in our own lives.
Yeah, yeah.
The places, the communities, the practices.
That connect us to something bigger. To something bigger than ourselves.
So, like, those temples could be anything.
Yeah.
From, a quiet place in nature.
Could be.
To a vibrant community gathering.
Exactly.
Or even a shared creative endeavor.
Like what?
Like writing a book. Or making music.
Absolutely.
I think what the Chronicler was doing.
For his audience.
Yeah, for his audience.
Okay.
He was trying to reorient their thinking.
Away from the physical temple?
The one they'd lost.
Towards the enduring reality of God's kingdom.
So he was saying, like, look, you know,
yeah.
Empires, they rise and fall.
Yeah.
Buildings get destroyed, but...
Your identity.
As God's people, it remains.
It remains. That identity.
Yeah.
It's rooted in your relationship with God.
Not in your political status.
No.
Or your material possessions.
Precisely.
And it's lived out in the way you worship.
Yeah.
The way you serve.
Uh-huh.
The way you build those temples in your life.
And in your community.
Powerful concept. So is that Solomon's true legacy?
Mm-hmm.
Not just the physical temple,
yeah.
But this idea of building spiritual temples.
I think so. Because while the physical temple, incredible achievement, it ultimately
didn't last.
Met the same fate as all earthly structures.
It is destroyed.
Yes, so it's destroyed. But the idea of a temple as a place where God's presence dwells, that endures.
Yes, that idea endures.
I think that's what the Chronicler wants us to remember.
And that's a good place to stop for now. Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
It's good to be back.
You know, we've been kind of focusing on this whole Solomon as a steward thing.
Yeah, obediently carrying out God's plan.
But I think it wouldn't be a true deep dive.
No.
If we didn't, you know, acknowledge Solomon's story. It's got some
complicated
aspects to it.
For sure.
The Chronicler, I mean, he doesn't shy away from the fact that Solomon,
despite his wisdom and, you know, being favored by God, wasn't perfect.
Yeah, it's not like just because he built a temple, he gets
a free pass.
A free pass, yeah.
Not at all.
And it's interesting how the Chronicler presents Solomon's failings. You know, like he doesn't dwell on the juicy details.
No.
Like the political maneuvering,
the
personal scandals, like you might find in other accounts.
Yeah, it's not a tabloid expose of Solomon's downfall.
Not at all.
The Chronicler is more interested in...
The spiritual consequences.
Yeah, the spiritual consequences of Solomon's choices.
Okay.
He wants to show, I think, how even someone chosen by God...
Can stray from the path?
Can stray from the path.
So what were some of those choices that he highlights?
Well, one of the key things is Solomon's accumulation of wealth and power. I mean, he amassed huge amounts of gold and silver horses.
I mean, that was common for kings back then, right?
It was pretty typical.
But everyone was doing that.
Yeah. But the Chronicler seems to suggest that Solomon...
He went a little overboard.
Yeah. He went beyond what was necessary.
Right.
He allowed, you know, material possessions, worldly alliances.
Become distractions.
So it's not that wealth and power are bad. It's more about...
You do with them.
Yeah, what you do with them.
And the Chronicler implies that Solomon, he started to prioritize those things over his relationship with God. That's pretty relatable.
Yeah.
Even for us, you know, just regular folks, it's easy to get caught up in the
pursuit of more.
More, more, more.
Yeah, more, more.
And the Chronicler is showing us how they can actually lead us away from
what truly matters.
Right back to this idea of the kingdom of God.
Not about building earthly empires.
It's about aligning ourselves with God's will.
Exactly.
And the Chronicler is using Solomon's story.
Yeah.
As a reminder that even the wisest,
even the most gifted,
can stumble. But there's hope in that, right?
There is,
because it means that even when we mess up,
we can turn back to God. Yeah, I think that's one of the key takeaways from Solomon's story.
It's a reminder that
God's grace is bigger than our mistakes.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, what would you say is the biggest,
the most important
takeaway, lesson we can learn
from Solomon's reign?
Yeah.
I think it's the importance of staying focused
on
what truly matters.
Yeah, that kingdom of God.
It's not a physical place or a a political system.
It's a spiritual reality.
Yeah. And our role is to be faithful stewards.
Of the gifts God has given us.
Yeah, the resources, the talents.
To build those temples.
In our lives, in our communities.
The ones we talked about earlier.
Yeah, and to remember that true success.
It's not about wealth or power.
No, it's about our faithfulness to God.
So, you know, as you go about your week,
mm-hmm.
think about what you're building.
Yeah.
With your life, what temples are you creating?
What kind of legacy are you leaving behind?
And remember, you know, no matter what you're facing,
mm-hmm.
you're not alone.
God is with you, guiding you, empowering you.
To live a life that reflects his kingdom.
That's a great note to end on.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Solomon's reign as told by the chronicler.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've learned some things.
Gained some new insights.
Maybe even gotten some inspiration.
For your own life.
Yeah, for your own life.
Absolutely.
Till next time, keep seeking, keep exploring.
And keep diving deep.
We'll see you then.